Hi, I'm Hannah.
And I'm Avery, and we're going to be talking about syphilis. Do you want to know what bacteria causes it? What are the symptoms to be aware of? Are there any treatments available? These are all things that we know and you will find out.
So the first thing to know about the disease is that both the common name and the scientific name are syphilis. It's caused by a bacteria called Treponema pallidum that is caused by unprotected sex, mother to baby during pregnancy, or blood products.
The morphology of this bacteria called Treponema pallidum is a spirochete, which means it's loose and helical. All right, now we're heading into the symptoms of syphilis. So when you're first infected and the bacteria is in your bloodstream attached to the cells in your body, like Hannah was talking about, the first stage happens, which is within the first 3 to 90 days of being infected. And it's when sores start to form around your genital area. This could be like one sore, a few, multiple, just in your genital area. Like check between like your cracks and crevices, which I know sounds awkward, but that's the first stage. And then it moves on into the second stage if you don't do anything to treat it, which happens within the first 4 to 10 weeks of being infected. And this is when a full body rash happens. So you're covered in dots everywhere. It may not be like super obvious, like what we would think, like, I don't know,
chicken pox.
Like it may not be as obvious as that, but there's dots everywhere around your body. It can even happen within your mouth too. And the third stage then happens within 3 to 15 years of not being treated, which obviously is not smart. And this happens, what happens is internal organ damage, which is very scary. This can happen to your brain, eyes, heart, liver, anything needed for you to live, pretty much. And it can be fatal if you're not treated. So it's important for anyone who's infected with syphilis to be very aware and get on the treatment, which Hannah is going to talk about now.
Okay, so I'm going to be talking about the treatment of syphilis after it's been contracted into your body. So the best thing to do is to go to the doctor and have them at first test you, but then once you go to look at the treatment, it'll be penicillin. And it's best to get it within the first year of contracting the disease. And if you are actually, like, if you are pregnant and you have syphilis, there's a good chance that your baby might also have it, which is not good at all. Because if, like, when your baby has syphilis, there's a good chance that your baby won't be born alive, or once it's born, it won't last very long in life. And if it does, it'll last a couple weeks because it'll still have, it won't start showing symptoms right away. And the best thing for you to do is the penicillin treatment, because it'll go from you to the baby as the disease did.
All of that information that we just told you came from the CDC and the Mayo Clinic and Wikipedia. So we're thanking those institutions for sponsoring this podcast.
Okay, so to wrap up this episode, the main thing is to be cautious, or don't do this in general if you don't know who has it. So it can contract in anybody, but the biggest warning for men is that, well, mainly men, is that it can lead to a higher chance of contracting HIV or AIDS. And then after treatment, you should normally be good for like the rest of your life, because it normally stays away, but that involves the appropriate treatment and appropriate prevention. But there is a chance that it may come back if caution isn't taken. And one of the main things is to ask your doctor if you may have symptoms of syphilis. And a reminder is to be cautious. And if you don't know, like if you don't know if you have it or if your partner has it, then go get tested right away.